The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Well, a carbon zero Britain. I heard Theresa May going on about all of this. You know that I'm not one of these people who believes all this climate change nonsense, nor do I believe that carbon dioxide is destroying the planet. But some people do, apparently, Adam.
Yeah, and the UK government is convinced by various experts. I know that there is a differing opinion on this, absolutely. But you're right, Theresa May says, as she put it, we have a moral duty to leave the world in a better condition than what we inherited. I'm not sure about her grammar there, but anyway, regardless of that, carbon neutral by the year 2050 is the idea. Mm. But of course, what that means is no more gas boilers. It means electric cars, less meat, less
dairy. We're not talking about carbon, so that I can't even get the language right. We're talking about carbon dioxide here, which is the source of all plant life.
Yes, I suppose it's the balance, isn't it? It's what else is going up there. But regardless of the science, what this is a real test, because practically to tell everyone in Britain, you know, you'll have to swap your gas boiler, your car, you'll have to eat less of this, more of that, and by the way, forget holidays on an aeroplane.
Yep.
A lot of people will need convincing.
Correct.
And frankly, also, although maybe, arguably, it's a good thing if the UK went carbon zero, but what difference does it make in a world of China, India, Russia, and the United States?
100% correct. 1,000% correct. 1,000% correct. Dr. Fraud?
Yeah, this is interesting. An investigation by a National Health Service fraud squad. I didn't know they had such things, but anyway, a fraud squad is investigating a huge number of ghost patients. GPs in England get about £150 per patient on their register. But records show there are currently 3.5 million more patients in the system than there are people in England. So that's 3.5 million people for whom certain doctors are claiming money. And if you add that up, it's not, I mean, a couple of thousand could get through the net. Maybe that, they're patients who died or something.
That is a story. That is a story.
3.5 million. That's £500 million going to GPs who shouldn't be claiming it.
That is a story. Ghost patients. You and I'd never think of it. Someone has, obviously. Thanks, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.